What do you want?
15.
What do you want?
Yeah.
Are you ready to stand up and fight for your rights?
Oh, yeah.
We're fighting for 15. Yeah. If you're here to fight for 15, let me hear you say 15.
15.
15.
15.
Cuando luchamos por 15.
That was Veronica Turner of SEIU Local 1199, riling up the thousands of people gathered last Tuesday, April 14th, at the kickoff rally to demand a livable wage, deemed at $15 per hour. The crowd of mostly young people were made up of retail workers, fast food employees, students, factory and airport workers, and trade unions in the Boston area. George Norwell is with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. He had a sign that said, "Stop Corporate Greed." I asked him how corporations can pay $15 per hour for all their employees.
I don't think it'd be too difficult for the corporations to do that at all. You know, they got plenty of money. You know, it's odd. In places like Australia and Netherlands, they can pay McDonald's workers a living wage and still charge the same for a hamburger. How can they do it in Australia and the Netherlands and other places, but not here? You know, so don't let anybody tell you that it can't be done, because it can be done. And they can make a profit doing it.
Other signs included McDonald's, I'm Not Loving It, and Fight for 15. I spoke to Janet Oizo. Her organization is
United for a Fair Economy.
And the economy is not very fair right now?
Well, not for everybody. There are from some few people that is concentrating, you know, income, wealth. But for the majority, especially for the workers, you know, the fast food workers, home care, child care providers, they don't, because they don't have real wages or right to union.
So what do you think is going to take to get McDonald's to do something like that?
Well, I think it's a good step to start. 15 is a good beginning. But in reality, and if you are from Boston, you will see that $15 an hour is not enough for a family of four. You know, if there are bigger family, there are smaller family. But in reality, it's not enough for any worker with looking for a decent life.
As people gathered at the staging area for the march, they were greeted to music by a band that called themselves Power to the People.
So now you see the light. Stand up for your rights. Come on now.
Stand up, stand up.
Then a parade of people came across the stage, each giving a two-minute testimonial of their working plight while the band played a steady backbeat. The crowd swayed to the music as they were being radicalized by the speakers.
Next, I would like to introduce the president of the AFL-CIO, Steve Tolman.
Thank you. Thank you, Veronica, and thank you for your good leadership. Brothers and sisters, I am honored to join with you here today. And I'm honored to bring together the 400,000 AFL-CIO members who want to stand with you today, and we want to tell the corporate world that the race to the bottom is over today. We are going to fight. Nobody in this park needs to hear or learn any more about the wage disparity in America. We don't need to hear about the injustice in healthcare. We don't need to hear about the injustice in the jobs. We need to stand together and be one. We have construction workers. We have sheet metal workers. We have nurses. We have custodians. We have all workers are here today. We are here to unite as one, to stand with 15. The race to the bottom is over, brothers and sisters, and it's going to begin right here. The torch has been lit. Let's stick together. Let's have each other's back, and let's be victorious. The fight for 15. The race to the bottom is over. Thank you.
What do you want? When do you want it? If you don't get it, if you don't get it, if you don't get it.
All right, I'm back on stage again. My name is Darius yet again. I'm from Gallivan Boulevard. I work at the McDonald's over there on Gallivan Boulevard. I'm with my team. We fight for 15 all day. 15 in the union is what we want. We're fast food workers fighting for 15. And we appreciate all your support. And we appreciate y'all, each and every one of y'all. Each and every one of y'all individually, we appreciate y'all. So when I say show me, you tell me 15. Show me.
15.
Show me.
15.
Show me.
15.
All right.
Working people, because there is no possibility of a living wage on a dead planet. When 400,000 people came to New York for the climate march last year, unions were in the house. They were up front, and they will be up front all the way through till we take down our enemies in the fossil fuel industry, like the Koch brothers, who are the enemies of working people everywhere. 15. Thank you, guys.
Hi, my name is Philip Beckich, and I work at Walmart. Last year, on Black Friday, I joined thousands of my coworkers in going on strike and standing up for $15 an hour. And full-time hours for anyone that wants it. Well, Walmart almost listened. They gave everybody in the country $9 an hour. $9 an hour is not 15. Every worker at Walmart, every worker in retail, every worker in fast food, every worker in healthcare, every worker in America deserves $15 an hour. It's time to stand up and get $15 an hour for everyone.
I want a better future for myself and for all the hard workers here, because it is not fair that someone who works hard like us has to live in poverty. Let's fight for 15!
Hi everyone, my name is Sabrina Barroso. I'm the founder and director of Organizing for Revere Immigrant Support for Education. I'm a junior at RHS at Revere High School, and I'm a proud activist. I know that we're all here to win $15. We can't live with $9 anymore. It's not enough for us, and we're gonna keep on fighting. Immigrant workers, I want you to be proud. I want you to fight as hard as you can. We're not gonna stop until we get 15. 15 is what we want. Let me hear some noise. Let me hear it. 15 now. 15 now. All you student immigrant workers putting yourself through college, I want you to know I'm proud of you. I want you to know Sim is proud of you. I want you to know that Mira's proud of you, and so is Rise. Every other person here who is a student, who is fighting, we're all proud of you, all right? I just want you all to know that. All you workers who are supporting your children, you are appreciated. We appreciate you. We're not gonna stop fighting. This is for justice, economic justice. This is for immigrant rights. We want education equity. We want economic equity, and we're not gonna stop until we get it.
We want 15! All right, everybody! We want 15! We want 15! We want 15! We want 15! With me, y'all! We want 15! We want 15! We want 15! We want 15!
As the band played on, the crowd began to take to the streets. It was a long march, leaving Forsyth Park next to the Museum of Fine Arts, down Huntington Avenue to Copley, down Boylston Street to Washington Street, then circling back around to the McDonald's on Tremont Street. Some 3,000 people stretched out for several blocks, all this during rush hour traffic.
You're applauding, so you don't mind the disruption of traffic?
No, not at all. I've got a car, so.
Yeah, of course, you won't mind. You don't even have the car. What do you think of this turnout?
I think it's very good. I'm quite surprised. There must be a few thousand, so very
yeah.
good.
Yeah, very good. Do you live here in the neighborhood?
I live in Arlington.
Oh, so did you come out for this, or?
No, I have nothing to do with
it. Just stumbled upon it.
Exactly. It stumbled upon me, perhaps, but I'm excited to see all these young people and old people out, and 15 is even not even enough, but it's a starting point, I guess, so
great.
More power.
As the crowd moved down Boylston Street towards downtown, the Second Line Social Aid and Pleasure Society marching band came up the other way from Arlington Street, meeting them head-on, causing quite a cacophony of sound and adding a festive atmosphere to the march.
What do you think of this turnout?
I think it's wonderful. I'm thrilled. Nothing better than taking over the streets of Boston for justice, right?
Social justice and workers' rights to earn a livable wage was the order of the day. For more information on the fight to raise the minimum wage, visit www.wageaction.org. Reporting from the streets of Boston, I am Chuck Rosina.